Zora and Mamdani promised things that were simply impossible when running for high school vice president. By Paul Bois on October 27, 2025. Democratic socialist Zora and Mamdani, the current frontrunner in New York's mayoral race, appears to have been pushing pie-in-the-sky policy promises since high school. A recent profile in the New York Times noted how Mamdani first entered politics in high school when he ran for student body vice president at the elite Bronx High School of Science, promising impossible programs like fresh juice from locally sourced fruit. His bid for student vice president at the elite Bronx High School of Science would ultimately crater, with its wayward pledge of fresh juice for all, squeezed from locally sourced fruits, noted the New York Times. Mamdani later admitted he promised things that were simply impossible. The son of acclaimed Indian filmmaker Meera Nair, however, did learn about the power of organizing when he successfully organized the school's first cricket team, an accomplishment he even mentions on his state assembly biography page. In high school, Zoran co-founded his school's first ever cricket team, which would go on to participate in the public school athletic league's inaugural cricket season, his biography notes. This act, though not ostensibly a political one, taught him how coming together with a few like-minded individuals can transform rhetoric into reality. Prior to that, his politics had been expressed primarily through long Facebook posts whose impact was the same as the Yankees' rings from the last 10 years. The success of organizing the cricket team then led him to creating the first Students for Justice in Palestine chapter at Bowdoin College. Taking that lesson with him, he went on to co-found his college's first Students for Justice in Palestine chapter and later organize across the country with different progressive organizations seeking to win national elections as well as expand healthcare coverage, his biography continues. As life took its inevitable turns, with detours in film, rap, and writing, it was always organizing that ensured that the events of our world would not lead him to despair, but to action. As Breitbart News reported last week, Mamdani came under fire when he proposed making all New York City buses free, which would cost over $700 million per year. Related, maybe don't elect communists? New York City mayoral candidate and state assemblyman Zoran Mamdani defended his proposal to make all city buses free during Wednesday night's final mayoral debate, estimating the initiative would cost roughly $700 million annually and arguing it would ultimately benefit the city's economy and environment, the report noted. Mamdani said the proposal addresses the fact that today, in the wealthiest city, in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, one in five New Yorkers cannot afford the bus fare, it added. He described the measure as both an economic and social investment, explaining that it could cost $700 million a year to make the slowest buses in the country fast and free, but claimed the city would generate more than double in economic revenue for New Yorkers across the city. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.